Welcome to the Book of Shmos. This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parsha Shmos. And of course, we begin with our understanding of the beginning of the Shibud Oy Hashem Yirachim Aleinu. May God save us from the great challenges that begin. And of course, at the beginning, the Jews were tricked. They were told it's going to be good. And then they unfortunately gave in and they bought in and they eventually wound up losing within the process. And they not only attacked the Jew at the base of the economy, they also attacked the Jew at the basis of the family. And Melech Mitzrayim makes a declaration, Kol Abein Hayilod Hayeorot Tashlichu, that all Jewish baby boys should be killed. And he calls Shifra and Pua. And the king, the Pasuk tells us, Vayikra Melech Mitzrayim Lamialdos, the king of Mitzrayim calls to the Yaldos, Vayomer Lohen, and then he speaks to them, and he says, Madu asisem hadabar hazeh. Of course, Rabbi Lam once asked us, why does he say Vayikra? He called to them. And why does it say Vayomer Lahen? Right? What was the point? Right? What was the message? Where was the lesson to be contained? So Rabbi Lam answered that he tried to get the Jewish women first to change their names to secular ones, call themselves Shifra and Pua. But it doesn't stick and it doesn't hold. We can try very, very hard sometimes to go ahead and change the nature of a person by changing their names. But in the end of the day, there is a pentaliyah, there's something inside each and every person that relates himself to the Jewish experience. We are not going to join a socialistic melting pot. First, our allegiance has to be to the Jewish nation, and that's what happens here when he calls Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim Lamialdo Saivrios, and then Vayomer Bialet Chenes Saivrios. There is a second Amira. The first Amira is your first allegiance should be to us, but to a Jew, the first allegiance is to his people or her people. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was born in the second parak, and we're told Vayigdal Moshe Vayitzei El Achav. Moshe Rabbeinu grew big. In what way does he grow big? So the Chasam Sofer explained that he grew great in the eyes of Hashem as he became aware of the tzaros of the Jewish people. And Ramosha Tzuriel Shalita added that the great people don't merely think about their own interests. They think about the interests of the entire Jewish people. Even when it doesn't focus on them, they have to ask the bigger question. So Moshe Rabbeinu winds up going ahead and he puts his life on the line, and unfortunately he winds up having to run to Midian, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly has big plans for him over there. And so he calls him back, and as he calls him back, he does so via the snap. And we're told, Madua, Moshe Rabbeinu stops and asks the question, why does the snap not burn? Right? Now, why does the Pasuk use the word Yivar, the active, instead of Nivar, Madua lo Nivar, the passive? It was a consequential thing. It should have been destroyed. Why doesn't it get identified that way? So Rabbi Bernard Weinberger Zatzal explained that the symbol was a reference to the heart of the bush. The amazing thing was that the heart of the bush, which is a symbolic of the Jew in Galus, wouldn't get destroyed. You see, on the one hand, Galus hides the power of the Jew, making him feel low, but at the same time, Nitzchias doesn't allow him to burn himself up. The Nitzchias allows him and gives him hope to realize there's going to be a future for tomorrow. We're told when Moshe saw this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shal na'alecha mi'al raglecha, take your shoes off your feet. And Reb Zevin Zatzal explained that the shoes serve the purpose of protecting the foot from filth and from thorns, from the dangers of interacting with the world. In the Mikdash, or in the presence of Hashem, shoes aren't necessary. Hashem is providing the protection. We don't need to wear the shoes at that moment in time. So God begins a conversation with Moshe, and he tells him, look, I want you to go ahead to take the people out. You should just know this is the sign that I sent you. When you take the people out of Mitzrayim, you'll serve the people. Now, it goes without saying that this os is a strange one, because the os comes after the consequence. It's not a sign to know, but rather it's a sign thereafter. And Rav Shechter Shalita noted that Hashem had appointed Moshe Rabbeinu to do two different jobs. First, he appointed Moshe Rabbeinu as a shaliach, as a messenger to speak to Paro, and also to be the leader of Am Yisrael. And Moshe gave up on both assignments, arguing that he was inadequate for both. So Hashem told me, you have to understand, this is not a normal shlichus, this is not a normal messengership. I'm not sending you there, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. And in regard to the second job, that you're not qualified to be the Jewish leader, I don't want you to be a political, secular leader, but I want you to be a teacher. And for the second job, there was no one as good as Moshe. And you want the proof? The proof was the idea that ultimate freedom was serving Hashem on Har Sinai. And this, says Rav Shechter, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zelechos ke'anochi shalachticha. This is a sign for you that I sent you. I wanted you. You'll see that the ultimate goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the ultimate goal of just being free from oppression. It's the opportunity to serve Hashem through the process of receiving the Torah and keeping the Torah. That's the freedom under discussion. So Moshe says, they're going to ask me what your name is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ekia Asher Ekia. You should tell them that my name is Ekia Asher Ekia. And Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal explained that this name of Hashem describes a mirroring style that Hashem has with us. When we show Ahava to Hashem, it's easier for Him to make His love more apparent. It's based on the principle of Kemayim Apanim Alpanim. When we look for Hashem, He looks back. And that's something that we need to go ahead and consider for ourselves. Well, it doesn't go very well for Moshe Rabbeinu. And, of course, the people certainly do suffer within the process. And we're told, Vayukusho Trei B'nei Yisrael, the Jewish policemen were beaten. Because the Maskonis Halavenim, the necessary numbers of the bricks, were not met. Now, why is it important for us? Why do we need to understand that? Why does the Torah want us to know about this particular abuse? So Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Hankins at Salo passed away just the other week, explained that this group was the closest with the Egyptians. That's why they were appointed as the police. In order to bring Geula, says Rav Henkin, this group needed to be shaken free from the Egyptian leadership and brought closer to the rest of the nation. We don't leave people behind, or at least we try not to leave people behind. The goal of Geula is everybody. Everybody has to be able to come within that process, and that is a goal that we hope for even today. Which leads me to our final thought on the Haftorah. We're told, V'haya bayom ha'hu yitakabash b'shofar gadol, uvo ha'ovdim b'eretz ashur v'anidachim b'eretz Mitzrayim. It will be on that day that we'll blow that big shofar, says Yishayahu HaNabi. Now what's the big shofar? What's the difference between the shofar gadol? And what's the difference between the ovdim of Eretz Ashur and the nidachim of Eretz Mitzrayim? So in Mitzrayim, the Jews were broken down. They needed to get away. They were the oppressed. In Ashur, the Jews lived in relative physical comfort. It was the spiritual nation that was destroyed. So Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato explains that a shofar gadol is the great rachamim to gather even those who don't deserve geula based on the strict application of justice, of din. And the Brisker Rav Zatzala adds that this refers to even Jews who might have assimilated. The shofar gadol will call to them as well. Certainly this was the case when the Jews were called back for geula at other points in time. And Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, we will be zocha to hear the shofar gadol in the future as well. And it will sound us not only to have the opportunity to hear and achieve a Shabbos, but we will be able to achieve a Shabbat Shalom to all.